This reading is taken from Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck, that house is collapsed, and its destruction was complete. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you for reading. I want to pray for us, first of all. We'd all have our ears open to what God might be saying. So any children who can't see clearly want to come put their needles down on the floor, they're welcome to do that. I've got some questions and interaction later on. Otherwise, stay where you are. And you can move if you need to later on. Let's pray. Lord, we want to hear your word and put it into practice. Help us not to deceive ourselves. Help us to do what your word says, we pray. Remind us of that at the start of this new year, we pray. Amen. Well, there's pictures going up on the screen, and there's a picture which I think you will all recognise. Perhaps anybody here not been in an aeroplane? It's quite interesting. It just shows how different the Western world is to a lot of other parts of the world, doesn't it? All of us here seem to be in an aeroplane. Now, any of the young people tell me, what is this woman doing? It could be a man, but what's this woman doing? She's directing the traffic. What's she doing?
Safety on the plane.
It's safety about how to get off the plane, I think. I looked up these different pictures on the internet. And have you noticed, you go on an aeroplane, even a short haul, as well as a long haul, people get into the aeroplane, they strap their seats on, they get their book out, put their earplugs in, and so often they ignore the very important safety notice. It's a mad thing to do, to hear these important words and clear instructions and not to do anything about it. It could be, I hope not, but it could be a matter of life and death. It's a really mad thing not to listen to important teaching and instruction. That's true also with what the Lord Jesus tells us and the whole of the Bible, written there for our learning and help. Now, I've got a series of pictures, a little quiz this morning. I need you to tell me what is going on, because I want the next picture up, please. Anybody tell me what that is in the middle of that picture? Yes, what sort of tree? Any young people guess what sort of tree it is? I got two of these in my garden.
Chestnut?
Not a chestnut, no.
Sycamore.
Not a sycamore?
Ash.
Not ash, not beech.
Oak.
Not oak.
Cherry.
Not dead tree, no. It is an apple tree. Now, if you go on to the next slide, please, Doug. And, of course, from an apple tree, you expect apples. You expect fruit. And I must say, this last year, in the vicarage garden, we have inundated apples. We don't always have that wonderful result. We did this year. That's the picture of the apple tree. Now, the next picture is something else. What is that?
Roses.
Now, what do people expect to grow on roses? Do you expect conkers, or what do you expect, children? What grows on roses? Thorns grow on roses, yes, absolutely right. What else are you looking forward to from roses? Flowers, brilliant. Looking forward for flowers. So the next picture, look at that. A rose bearing flowers. We expect different trees or plants to produce different vegetables, fruit, or flowers. Let's have another one. Now that's a harder one. Anybody recognise what that is? Hand up if you recognise it. Yes. It's not a pepper, but that's a good guess. Anybody else know what it is? Yes, back left. Not a tomato, no.
Basil.
Somebody, who said chili? It's a chili. And you don't expect oranges, but chili. What do we get from chilies? There you are. Those rather fierce tasting fruit which come from chilies. Let's have another picture, can we please? Now that
fig,
you are quick this morning. Now what do you expect from who? And you don't expect bananas, you get figs from fig trees. You don't expect figs to be produced from our Bible reading from brambles or thorns. Now let's not rush to this one, but let's have a picture next. What is that in the winter?
Vine.
That's right, it's like Stanlake Park, isn't it? Those vines. And then come summer, you look out across your vineyard and what do we get?
Grapes.
Wonderful grapes, succulent grapes. See, grapes aren't found on briars. And it is what it is which is most and so important. They produce what they are. So different things produce different things. Apples, roses, rose flowers, chili plants, chilies, chili peppers produced by them, fig trees, figs, a vine produces grapes, and so on. Produce what they are, but where does that start in our lives? It starts, let's wait a minute for a picture, please, we don't want it quite yet. It starts depending on what's gone on in our heart, our inner being. It's what's in our heart which is so important. Either our heart is directed towards God, or we turn our back on God, ignore him, and our heart is set to do evil. And the biggest evil is to ignore God. And the amazing thing is, each of us has gone away from God, but wonderfully, what he's done is he's done a most amazing thing in our hearts. Picture 12, please. Here's Peter writing, "For you've been born again through the living and enduring word of God." You hear the good news of Jesus, it's like being born again, given new life, a new heart. Now, the next picture, please. Now, I did get some very graphic images of heart surgery, and George said to me, "You can't possibly show those in church. People feel unwell." But that is, in fact, I'm told by my internet, that is somebody having heart surgery in some theatre in a hospital. Heart surgery. And that heart surgery on all of us is done when we hear the enduring word of God, the good news about Jesus Christ, and it changes us from inside out because of what God's done. See, what must we do, says Jesus, to do the work of God? We're told this: believe in the one he sent. Believe in Jesus Christ. And when we do that and trust him, our lives are transformed. We're given a fresh start and we're enabled to live a new life. If you like, it's somebody being converted. Your life turned around, born again. And you know, our words and actions, adults, young people, reflects what's in our hearts. I met a young man called Andrew. I worked in Chesterfield during a miners' strike. He worked for a family member in a little TV repair shop. He's good at mending those things. He could barely read. He'd left school. He never knew who his dad was because his mum had had him and actually been given him somebody else. And he was brought up. But he came to a service, and he said to me at the end of the service, I must come and see you. I felt God speaking to me. I sat down with him. I was able to explain the good news of Jesus Christ to him. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, Andrew, just think of the nastiest words you know. If you met Andrew, as I had a couple of times before he came to church, his language was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely foul language in every way, blasphemy in other words, every other word. And he was always grumpy and bad tempered. But then there's a massive change in life. He came to see me one day. He said, John, I don't seem to be making much progress in the Christian life. I thought, not much progress. He had no idea, but he'd been given a new life. And what used to be a most terrible sewer of words was actually changed almost immediately. He's no longer blaspheming. His language became self-controlled. Andrew could barely read. And the miracle continued because Andrew decided he wanted to learn to read so he could read the Bible. He did that. I married him in Derbyshire probably 25 years ago, which is all I'm getting. And he married a lovely doctor. He's now a headmaster of a school. You'd never guess that, would you, from his start? But he had that heart surgery, that inner heart surgery which Jesus gives. He was born again by the word of God, which has given him a fresh start. And the fruit of that is apparent not just in his living, but his work life as well. It's a wonderful thing. Now, next picture, please. Now, just look at the picture, Kev. Don't shout it out. Who do you think that picture is of? Hands up if you know. Not the putties, whoever said that at the back. Not the putties. There's a slight resemblance, I know, but it's not, they're not that many putties. But actually, that's a naughty person back there to say that. It is not actually the putties. It is, one, two, three, it is the?
Weasley.
The Weasleys. And the Weasleys of a certain book and film fame, they do have a remarkable similarity, a family likeness. And my challenge to you adults and children and people who are students, people who are married, people who are single, is this. Are you, in this new year, because of what's happened in your heart, the miracle of grace, are you going to show the family likeness? The difference Jesus has made should be noticeable in our lives. But let's be practical at the end. Now, you expect certain veg or plants to produce certain vegetables, fruit, and so on. What might we be looking for in our lives? Let's have the first, next slide up, please. I'm going to work through those. When you've had that change in your heart, that miracle of new birth, the sort of things which begin to happen are things such as speaking to God in prayer. That's part of a family resemblance. Do you pray regularly, not just Sundays? Do you pray day by day, thanking him, depending on him as we pray? We should be, all of us, aiming to pray. Perhaps at home, as a family, with parents, with children, in different times, to show our thanks and dependence on God. Family likeness, speaking to God in prayer. Family likeness, loving God and people. Any of the children here know who it's hardest to get on with? I think I may know. The hardest person to get on with, however lovely they are, is probably somebody quite close in age to you who is your brother or sister. Is that right? Do you still have little arguments? A few nods down here, a few nods. Anybody else have arguments? Some people are nodding, parents, not the children. But anyway, there should be a difference, a family likeness. Loving God, of course, but also loving people round about. It makes a real difference. Now, here's one for those of us who have parents alive still. But one of the things is, if we're a young person, we'll want to obey our parents, and we'll go on caring for them even when they're very old and perhaps they aren't so well, and the roles change a bit. But one of the ways we show family likeness is because we love God, we obey and we honour our parents. And one more area of family likeness, and that is listening to God. Where do you listen to God primarily? Where's the first place you listen to God? How do you hear what God's saying? Certainly during prayer, often we pray, don't we, having read the scriptures, and we say, no, Lord, what are you saying to me here? And we sit quietly, and I think the main place God speaks is through his word, the scriptures. And I wonder, are we bothering to listen to what the scriptures are saying? Now, one thing to say to the adults here this morning, there are lots of people here who I think would be seen as good people. You do your tax returns, you keep at Thursey down the Twyford Road to Waitrose, you don't go on speed awareness courses too often, and we might think, oh, we're okay, I'm okay, I'm doing well. But actually, none of those things are any good unless our hearts are pleasing to God. And that happens when we have new hearts given to us, new energy for our living, by the gospel of God's love to us who didn't deserve it. It is a miracle that any of us can be changed, but God has offered that to every girl and boy in church, every adult, through Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for us. I hope the family likeness will be seen in our church life and your life if you're a follower of Jesus. Amen.